Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Live to Love. When you hear the word love, what do you think? Do you think romance, relationships, and marriage? That is a kind of love, but there is also another kind of love that Jesus taught, a tangible love that you can share with the whole world. When he was asked what the greatest commandment was, Jesus said to love God. Later, he challenged his own disciples to take it even further and told them they should love one another. Who do you need to love today? Maybe it's your spouse, a friend, a coworker. People are all around us, and God wants to show you how to walk in his love. Now, here's Joyce from her series, Live to Love.
Here's me. Here's Jesus. He said, I want you to be molded into my image. So that means that what I am is going to have to be pressed into Jesus. Now here's the problem. There's more of me than fits in there. Uh-oh. Guess that's going to have to go. Ow! Oh, now I guess this has to go. Oh, now there's more. I don't want to give that up. Can I just keep that? That has to go. And then pretty soon we end up looking like Jesus. Amen? Molded into his image. Everybody starts out stubborn. No matter how saved you are, day one, you're stubborn. Prideful, haughty. We think we know more than what we do. We want to tell everybody else how to live their life. We're judgmental. We're critical. Depending on what your background has been, you may be manipulative, controlling. You may even try to control God. I had a lot of suggestions for God in the beginning. I would ask him to meet my need and then give him three options on how he could do it. Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? And let's just say that however long it takes us to get it through our thick heads, that does not work. God is not like a little spiritual Santa Claus that sits up in heaven just waiting for our demands to show up. God wants to do things for us. You can ask God for anything that you want to ask him for. And trust him that if it's right, he'll give it to you. But that's not all he wants to hear. We want to go deeper. We want to come to a place where we say, God, I want to be what you want me to be. I want you to use me. I want to represent you well. I dare you to pray this, do what you have to do in my life to get me to the place where you want me to be, so I can be a benefit to you and to your kingdom while I'm here in the earth. I double dare you to pray that. And then you better buckle your seatbelt and watch out. Let me give you an example of how brokenness works. And I personally love the word. I think it's an amazing word because I understand it. It doesn't frighten me. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Remember, if you want to share his glory, you have to be willing to share his suffering, according to Romans 8. So, if you want to be everything God wants you to be, don't be foolish enough to think that that can just happen because somebody waves their holy little hand over you and prays a blessing. You're going to need to go through some stuff. So, we're changed through the Word of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that as you study the Word and look into the Word of God, you are changed into his image from glory to glory to glory. But it's also very clear in the Word of God that God also uses circumstances to change us and to do a work in us. Most of you would testify this morning that some of the hardest things that you have ever gone through in your life, if you look back now, those were some of the greatest blessings to you, really, because that's when you grew up in God. That's when you got to know God better. That's when his character was formed in you. And I'm sure that God would love to be able to change us without all of that, but we just don't seem to get it. any other way. You know, I would have loved to have raised my four children and had them just do everything that I told them to do with my words. I always gave them my word before I touched their circumstances. But you also know if you are a loving parent and your children are not listening to your words, you will touch their circumstances. Amen? And you don't do it out of being mean or trying to hurt them. Matter of fact, when I had to punish my kids or take something away from them that they wanted, it hurt me worse than it hurt them. God doesn't like watching us go through things. But I'll just give you one example, and you'll understand this. I'm not going to spend a long time on this. I was pretty hard to get along with, and harsh. There's just a lot of things I just didn't understand. You know, I had just been mistreated, and so I just thought, well, just be hard-nosed and don't let anybody get in, and don't let anybody push you around, don't let anybody run all over you, and I didn't even really know I had a problem. That's the thing that's scary. We can be so ultimately messed up and not even know it. We always think it's somebody else. And I was sure if Dave would change, I'd be happy. I mean, I just was convinced if Dave would just change. And I prayed diligently for Dave to change. And then one day when I was praying, God spoke to me so strongly. He said, Dave is not the problem. And I thought, well, who is? There's only me and him, you know. What do you mean Dave is not the problem? Of course Dave is the problem. How many of you ladies know what I'm talking about? And it was devastating to me, to my pride, when I found out I was the problem. I cried for 3 days. But we cannot change and grow and be molded into the image of God until we start taking responsibility for us and stop blaming everything, all of our bad behavior, on somebody else or some circumstance in our life from the past. I behaved badly because I was abused. I behaved badly because of this, because. And some of those things were reasons, but we can't use them as an excuse to stay that way. No matter how deep of a pit you've been in your life, Jesus will reach down in it and get you out and set your feet on solid ground. No matter how much your vessel has been marred by the world, the potter will take you in his hands and he will remold you, refashion you, and turn you into a vessel fit for his use. So one of the things that happened to me, and there was more than one, but I worked for somebody for a number of years who was very hard to get along with. Rather manipulative and controlling, harsh, not appreciative, had issues with pride. And I got hurt so bad in that situation that through that, I learned how my behavior was affecting other people. And you know, a lot of times we just don't know how we're affecting other people unless we get some of what we're dishing out. You're not as happy about that as I'd like you to be. Well, bless God, they're just not treating me right. Don't run away from places where God has you just because you're uncomfortable. You only go when God says go, because sometimes the staying there, and by the way, the word humility means to stay under. When the Bible says humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, if you look up the word humility, it means to stay under something. You humble yourself to stay where God has put you until God releases you. We don't go when we want to go. We stay until God says go. Amen. Oh, yeah, this may take a while, but that's all right. Well, bless God, if you think I'm going to be treated that way, you've got another thing coming. I'm out of here. Who needs you? You know, people change churches today like they change their socks and underwear. It's like, and why? Because, man, if anybody says anything that they don't like, I'm out of here. I'll just go to another church. Well, yeah, and you'll take the same you with you to the next place. There was a man who was marooned on an island for a number of years. And when they finally found him, he had built three huts. And they said, well, what are these? And he said, well, this one's my home, this one's my church, and this is a church I used to go to. He left the church because he couldn't even get along with himself, and he was the only one there. And that's usually the problem, you know? Look, can I tell you something honestly and truly? And I know this. Our unhappiness comes from within us. And our happiness comes from within us. You can be in a very difficult circumstance, and if you have a good relationship with God, and you're happy with you, and you know you're loved, and you know you're right with God, the strength and the grace will come to you and be there for you to go through that situation and go through it with joy. So I can stand here and give you example after example after example, but you know, for example, I did not do well with, yeah. I can give example after example, but now I've got a good one. I had a very difficult time with people who had a personality like my father's. And so I would avoid those type of people. However, when God started working in my life, after the Holy Spirit really touched me back in the 70s and I got really serious about my relationship with God. You know, you can go to church all your life and never be serious about your relationship with God. I mean, you go to church all your life and just pray when you're desperate for God to meet your needs and get you out of trouble when you get in trouble. But just because you receive Christ, that doesn't mean that you ever give yourself to Him. Come on now. We need to give ourselves to Him, to put ourselves at His disposal. Here I am, God, what do you want to do with me? I remember when I was part of the Lutheran church and they had Mission Sunday once a year and they always sang a song that was called, Here I Am, Send Me. And I can remember even as a young woman sitting there with Dave, I mean, didn't know hardly anything, but I did love God. And I can remember when we would sing that song, I would earnestly pray that, here I am, God, send me. Do something with me. Take my life and do what something with me. And in the natural, that would have been a stupid prayer for me to pray because I had so many problems and issues. But God sees your heart. And if you really want to be used by God, God will work in you and work through you and make it happen. And I'm just pleading with you today to have a passion to be like Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Learn the value of walking in love with today's offer, Live to Love. This teaching series is available now as either a 4-CD set or digital download for a gift of $20 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with Everyday Study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.